Welcome to St. Pete Runfest's Good Sweat Podcast. We're here today with Trisha Jordan, so it's a family affair, although we're not actually related, although I haven't done any of the DNA background testing or anything. But so welcome, Trisha.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Trisha's with, she runs the regional of the Orange Theory studios here in the Tampa Bay area, and proud to say a partner since the inception, so it's so thank you.
Of course. Thank you for always inviting us back.
Well, it's a big part of the event, and as someone that's done Orange Theory many times, it seems like such a good fit for the event because of the competition, because of the variety of the workouts, and I think the use of the technology to improve performance. For those who haven't been in Orange Theory, it's a different experience, and you come out of there, and it kicks your ass.
It really does. It really does. No matter how often you go, either, I feel like you still show up and get your butt kicked every time.
Yeah, I feel like last time I did, I felt so good. I'm feeling good about myself. Get in there. I left and it wasn't pretty.
Yeah.
Well, it's never really pretty.
It's never really pretty,
it
right?
It was particularly ugly when I left the last time through, but I felt great. I mean,
you do.
And so I guess if you could just tell us a little bit, those that aren't familiar with Orange Theory, tell us, kind of how this got started and a little bit more about, what someone could experience and expect if they came into a studio.
Absolutely. So Orange Theory conception was in 2010. So we've been around for about 14 years. It came to the Bay Area shortly after that. So it was founded in Fort Lauderdale, and then quickly Tampa was actually the second market to be developed. So we've been around for quite some time. We've been in this area for about 13 years, and it's an amazing workout. I think we continue to be innovative and continue to really flow and evolve with fitness, which I think is crucial. But it's a nice workout that's got a couple different options for you now. So we started out with just like a 1 hour workout, and you had some time on your treadmill, you worked with a water rower, and then we also of course had our weight floor portion. We have since evolved into just not only the 1 hour workout, but you can also do a strength 50 class or a tread 50 class. So that's kind of cool, especially with our partnership, because it's getting really hot out.
Yeah.
So if you are training for races, coming up, it's a really great alternative for that. And everything is led and inspired by a coach in the class. So it's group personal training, but really at a fraction of the cost. So that's kind of the butt kick that you get every time, right? You can't slack off. You can't walk around and kind of try to find your next piece of equipment or think about the next thing that you're going to do. You are moving for that 60 minutes if that's what you choose, or for that 50 minutes if you have that other option. So you always have a coach there that's pushing you, that is kind of challenging you. So what I love about Orange Theory is you can be the best of the best athlete and get your butt kicked, but you could never have walked into a gym before or never ran a 5K. And we can help you get started with that too. So room is full of everybody, every walk of life, every walk of fitness. So it is really, truly a workout for everybody.
That is interesting too, because I think about my experiences. I mean, you have the push from the folks working out with you.
Right.
Which drives some accountability and picks up the intensity, but it's still a personalized workout because you have your own heart rate and you're kind of tracking your own success.
Yeah.
So it really is a nice way to have combined the motivation of a team, but you're still on your own personal journey because it does push you.
Right. The OT Beat system that we have is custom to Orange Theory. So we're going to take you through a number of zones, if you will, and try to really maximize your heart rate for a certain span of time, which ultimately leads you to, kind of needing a little bit more recovery, but also leads you to maximum calorie burn and burning calories once you leave the studio. So being able to really track that, we can track it to second by second now. So it's not just the overall class, but you can see, on a day, if you're training for a race, on a day that's endurance based, where was your peak heart rate and, kind of what is your body doing and how are you able to measure that and see your performance getting better? And so that's something that's really key for any kind of training, whether you're looking to, if you're the first person to ever step in a gym and you're just really looking to lose weight weight and have a, you know, kind of a calorie deficit, then you can track that on our app with our OTB. Or if you're training for something larger, like one of your races, because we do have a ton of people, you know, who are constantly, you know, they're ready for race season. They spend some of their time training with us and they're able to really track their performance both in the studio, but then also outside of the studio. So we know that there has to be a balance of both, right? If you're going to go out and run a race in Florida, you have to do it indoor and outdoor. Like, you can't do it all outdoor anymore because it's just too hot, but you can't do it all indoor either because you have to have the elements.
Right.
So this allows you to really see the difference of those two, like how your body is responding both in the studio and outside.
Yeah.
So if you're a complete beginner,
how
would you, if now I'm going to come into Orange Theory and I'm really intimidated.
Yeah. We get that a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. So how would you approach that? You know, I mean, I want to do this really badly, but like, this is scary, right?
It definitely can be. And we do get that a lot. We, mm-hmm. you know, we had a lot of people where we asked them, you know, are you excited? And they're like, I'm nervous. I don't want to die, you know, things like that. So that's really our job, is to really get to know the person in front of us. That's kind of where that customization and personalization mm-hmm. comes into play. We really want to spend some time with our members before they even walk through that door to take that workout and understand what's important to them, understand how they're feeling. The coach is really there to make sure that you're going at your own pace. A lot of our members, when they come in for their first class, they're not going to nail it all on their first class, right?
Of course.
We just want them to come in and have fun.
Yeah.
Because we really do feel like if you do fitness right, you can really enjoy it, right? Like, maybe not in the moment, but like kind of for Ryan, like once he leaves, he feels like he's on top of the world, right? Other people, they do enjoy it during the entire hour. So it just, you know, different strokes for different folks. You know, our coaches really explain everything. They are there for you. They make sure that you're comfortable. They make sure that you're safe. I think that's really important too.
Yeah, sure.
A lot of injury can happen if you are new to a gym and you don't know what you should be doing, or if you have a previous injury. So our coaches are really there to make sure that you're safe, and then also to really just get the best version of yourself to show up every day. And I think, you know, we really owe it a lot to our coaches because they do such a great job with that. So while we do have a lot of athletes that come into our studio, mm-hmm. or we like to say that we help make athletes, you know, people 100%. May not start out that way.
It's great. Yes.
But once they come with and go on this journey with us, there's never a plateau because of the OTB.
Right.
So we're there to make athletes. And if that's what you're looking for on your journey, if that's not what you're looking for and you really just want to be able to eat whatever you want.
That's me. We enjoy that part.
Yeah,
of it.
Right. Yeah.
I run because I like to eat and drink.
There you go. Right. Right. It's all about balance. We have stuff for that person too. Or if you've never, like I said, if you've never worked out a day in your life, that's okay. That's what the OTB is there for, in the coach. We kind of call our OTB the co-coach.
Mm, mm-hmm.
You know, so you have your coach and your co-coach, and between the two, we make sure that you're safe, but we also make sure that you're actually getting something out of that workout, and that workout's going to continue to kind of follow you over the next couple days, not in a way where we're making you sore, but in a way where we're spiking up your energy, we're making you be able to sleep better, things like that.
That's great. That really is great.
Yeah, this is coming from a guy that's done 5 full Ironmans, by the way.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
But I'd be afraid. You know, I'm speaking for a population. Yeah. Like, I want to go do this. And, you know, there's obviously, we have a lot of runners too.
Right.
We're huge believers in total fitness, right?
Yeah, of course.
So this is a great opportunity for runners.
100%.
They're not going to just run.
No.
This is really great stuff.
Yeah, and to be a great runner, you know, you need more than just running. You need strength, you need power, like you need those things. And our workouts really collaborate with all of those: strength, power, endurance, sometimes a little bit all three. So it is a big variety of, you know, kind of being able to train for anything or mm-hmm. to train to eat and drink like Ryan
Thanks.
Does.
And I'll tell you, so I, you know, this morning I was really kind of mailed it in on my workout. I was doing a mirror at the house, and I wasn't, you know, it wasn't my best effort. And I think about the times I go to Orange Theory, if you're not, it actually, because of the measurement,
mm-hmm.
you see yourself and you see the heart rate and you're like, oh boy. You know, I'm really mailing it in, but I can also see who's right next to me, and they're not.
Right.
They're not. And it's that measurement and that accountability, which makes for very interesting, right? I mean, it's an interesting experience. It makes the workout, I think, competitive, and you have to maximize. You don't have to, but it certainly does drive you to work out a little harder.
There's some peer pressure. So much. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. If it's not peer pressure, there's like that self, right? Yes. Like some of us just, you know, there's people that are super competitive against others, and then there's people that are really competitive against themselves. Right. And with that tracking, we're able to get both of those. We're able to accommodate both of those competitive natures. And then there's just some people who really enjoy the community.
Yeah.
And I think, mm-hmm. you know, especially in, you know, Tampa, St. Pete, but really in all the areas where Orange Theory is, community is huge. And we really believe in, you know, being a part of the community and creating a community within our four walls. So yeah, a lot of people do races together. They, you know, do happy hours together. You know, they go to the beach together. They find their niche.
Yeah,
their
I think
group.
That's really important too. I think the thing that I, you know, because of course we come out and participate in last year, Orange Theory sponsored our Orange Theory personal record bell,
yeah.
which was super cool because it was just another way to help make people better and attain and try to achieve more. And the community aspect, though, it was evident because you have like competitions too, right? So,
mm-hmm.
and then even, you know, although I don't want to, you know, the Hell Week, I know that's,
oh,
part,
yeah.
but I think it's more about the community and these competitions. Can you tell us a bit more
yeah.
about that at the studio level?
Yeah. So those have evolved too since we've started. But we have things throughout the entire year that can really help to, I think, test your limits or
yeah.
test how you improve. So we have a little bit of both, right? So we have, we just finished up Mayhem, which was in May. Yeah, it's kind of like a springtime Hell Week. So very intense, but it had like a kind of a warp between some benchmarks and some challenges that we do throughout the year. Just kind of to your point, some PR opportunities. We have those trickled in throughout the entire year as well. We run a dry try. So that's like right up your alley
oh, cool.
for Ironman. You know, we run a dry try in our studio 2 times a year. And what's really cool about that is, you know, you can do one in spring and then come back in fall and see how you improved in that. And then, of course, we have Hell Week. Hell Week is, you know, I don't think I need to really go any further than title. It is intense. But again, it's a way for you to challenge yourself.
Right.
And then we do different benchmarks, too, where we have, you know, 1 mile benchmark, 12 minute run for distance. We do 500 meter row, 2000 meter row, seeing how you can improve in those areas. And
yeah.
again, that's all tracked. So it's not just kind of like, oh, I think I did better. It's no, like, we know what you need to do before you walk in the door, and we're going to push you to beat it. Even if you beat it by a half a second, you know, like, that's just you improving. It's you against you. And we have a ton of those throughout the year. We also do things like Mount Everest, which is, you know, an incline challenge.
I love that.
Yeah.
That, cool.
that one's one of my favorites, not going to lie. Yeah. We do capture the flag, you know, catch me if you can is one where coaches, it's kind of like you against the coach and you're trying to outrun the coach. That's a fan favorite.
That's cool.
For sure.
Yeah.
yeah. And what's cool about that is it's all on an app. So you get badges, you get all your times and stuff are tracked. So you can literally just go onto an app and see that and then prepare, you know, and start to train essentially to continue to get better. And that's really what our goal is to give more life. And the only way you do that is to improve and to continue to get better.
Well, Tricia, well said. I think that's a great way to you know, really capture our partnership is
yeah.
you know, working together. Not only by pushing the accountability and the benefits of working as a community in a race, but also it's still a very individual sport. And this is, you know, life is all about, you know, making those strides to make us individually better. And Orange Theory is a great way to have balance. I think that's mm-hmm. a nice way to, you know, really try to, you know, if you're just doing one exercise all the time repetitively, you're going to get injured. And I think the Orange Theory with the coach makes it comfortable, makes it mm-hmm. safe. And also fun, right?
Right,
and,
yeah.
And I think that's the key thing, and that's really a big part of why we do RunFest and a big part of why we do the partnership. So,
absolutely,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
no,
you.
Our partnership is always so much fun because we just love how much you guys are in the community, too, and we feel like it's just such a great partnership. And we have so many of our, like, coaches and staff and members that actually participate in all of your runs and stuff. So it's really great for them, for members to see them involved as well.
Oh, yeah.
And out there, you know, living it up. And ringing the PR bell and things like that. So it's just a really great partnership and really fun to celebrate together. So
Tricia, on that.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.